Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. Saw Evan today. He's working as hard as ever and
hardworking young man,
up and running, yeah, and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Appreciate that. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their
Oh.
But they are who we thought they were.
Yeah. Anniversary of that.
19 years ago?
Yes.
How was that possible?
That
was like 2 weeks ago.
Wasn't that about 18 years ago?
Holy cow.
2006, 18 years ago.
Too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for aging us like that.
Ground ball to first. The White Sox have won the pennant. Jose Contreras goes all nine. And the White Sox are going to the World Series.
That was 19 years ago.
50 years ago.
That was 19 years ago.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's not possible.
Yes, it was.
That didn't happen.
I remember that night well.
I don't believe that happened.
What do you remember
about that night? Nothing.
Nothing?
I don't remember anything.
I remember. The thing I remember the most is standing outside the White Sox clubhouse after the game, trying to get in Anaheim, and poor Minnie Minoso almost getting crushed by the people. Couldn't get.
Did he play in that game?
No, he did not. he was on deck.
Hey, it's a Layla Wednesday. Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, hey.
I'm in the penalty box.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
We take turns.
Five for fighting.
And Marshall Harris is here. This is going so well. This is going so well. And we got Dan Bernstein.
Oh. It's a judging blast.
Oh, wow.
He's judging.
Yeah, very judgy.
That man woke up.
Are you exploring the Arctic today?
Dude, I walked outside.
Okay.
I immediately walked back in, and I broke out my kind of, what do you call it? Like
parka.
Jacket.
It was 41 degrees this morning.
It was 40.
You're a Chicagoan.
That is your...
Have some dignity.
That is your blank warmest jacket. Like, if you go down,
well,
how many more heavier... warmer coats do you have than that?
I have one more than this.
Okay, so that's second level.
Yeah,
okay.
Second level.
Oh, do you have like one of the giant ones with fur-lined hood?
Oh, I have
you guys,
one.
You guys are so cute. Like in the morning, oh, we have all kinds of time and with the mental capacity,
yes,
at that hour to be like, oh, I think I'll pick my fall jacket today.
Yeah, you
know,
yeah, no,
grab whatever's there.
You've got no traffic.
I started
to
go
worry
out.
About.
I was wearing one of those little thin jackets from
the marathon.
Marathon. I had one of those on one time in San Francisco. When we were on a bus tour, it must have been 30 degrees out. You know, San Francisco gets.
Uh-huh.
And I like, there was a woman in front of me. I was with my kids. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm going to need that ski jacket. And she was like, no, I need it myself.
Wait, did you have to warm up your car this morning?
No.
Okay, then what are we talking about? Like, because the thing is, if
it
you don't have to warm up.
Cold out.
Marshall.
But hold up. Man. How long is the voyage, the trek to your car?
Well, you never know if something's going to break.
You
down.
Never know.
You don't know.
You got to be prepared.
I mean, what do you want to do? You want me to be a tough guy?
You know what? I'm city living. You're right. You're right. You have a journey to make.
I had the barbed wire around. All I did was put my barbed wire shirt on around my barbed wire tattoo.
Usually parks down the block to be incognito.
I'm not as tough as you. Okay.
I'm not tough. I'm a one-legged man out here just trying to make it through life.
It's a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
That's right.
Exactly.
So it is rather chilly out, though.
Oh,
it was
stop.
Cold this morning.
Beautiful outside.
My friends in Texas don't believe me. I think it's like 95 today in Dallas. They're like, no, it's not. You're just making up stuff. I'm like, no, I had a coat on today. I promise.
I'm not calling anyone soft, right? Because Chicago is technically a Midwestern city. But one of the things I love about this city after being here for 3 years is that people don't want to come here because they believe that it's too cold. Let that myth continue.
Oh, I'm
way colder
you.
On the East Coast when I lived there.
I got
way
tell
colder,
you, but it is like when we had that polar vortex. I remember being outside trying to like get rid of a little push a little snow/ice
off of the garage, and my neighbor was there, and the two of us literally were like, you would have to, like, we spoke in such raw language about the weather.
What year was that, though?
Whatever year it was.
A couple years ago, three years ago.
Yeah, it was cold.
Well, yesterday, look, I know in the city, we got the sleet yesterday on my way home was remarkable.
Yes.
But did anyone see the rainbow over the lake?
No.
Oh my God! Did anybody see that?
Only in my heart.
No, it was phenomenal. I was just jaw droppingly gorgeous.
You know what caused that?
Well,
the Bears winning three straight games.
Something. No, I just want to know. I didn't check. I didn't check on Twitter or anything. But did anybody texters? Did anybody?
Didn't see
it. It was right. What time do we leave here? About 2:30.
Our texters are usually
sometime like 2:40 or so. Like if you were on Lakeshore Drive going either direction, right around 2:30 yesterday, there was a full. First, I saw like the left side of it. Like, wow, I can only. And then the whole thing came into focus out over the white-capped gray water and this big slate-colored wall of clouds.
A lot of people saying you imagined it.
I didn't.
No, a lot of people.
I didn't.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what everybody's saying.
You know what? That's
many people are saying.
If people are saying he imagined something that positive, we are heading in the right direction.
Right. That was me we're talking about. I didn't. This was not a hallucination. I swear to you, there was an absolutely jaw-dropping, memorably spectacular rainbow
Dan,
over the
I
lake.
I believe you.
I just remember a dark cloud over the city yesterday.
Yeah.
What?
It was.
Yeah, pretty dark clouds.
I agree. There was a cloud.
It was. Definitely.
It produced some freezing something.
Man.
I don't know if you call it sleet or if it was hail.
It was sleet.
Sure. It was tiny hail or so.
It wasn't hail. Hail would be from a thunderstorm way, 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 way up.
I refuse
usually when it's
he's
warmer.
He's got his AMS
I
seal. Let that man
to
cook.
It was sleet. That sleet happened on October 15th.
Or freezing. It was either sleet or freezing rain.
Also, it's going to be 74 degrees on Sunday. I'm good with the up and downs as long as we continue to have ups.
It might have been growpel, actually.
74 degrees on Sunday.
Dan.
You think it was growpel?
You and I are the only ones who care about this, but I think it was.
Graupel. I forgot. Tom Skilling used to pop in and define all of the various half-frozen precipitation for us.
I agree. That's what I think
dark.
It is.
Okay. We had a growpel episode.
How are you celebrating the glorious time that we are living upon and within?
It is glorious. I'm glad you said that, Mully.
I love the Mully homily to sort of set us off here. Thank you.
And with your spirit.
Monsignor. With you. We are going to discuss the Bears' heightened national profile. It's one thing to celebrate the fact that they've been flexed. It's another thing to realize that this next 2 weeks, there will be more and more people picking over these Bears, looking at these Bears. Is Matt Eberflus ready for a national close-up that isn't editorially controlled by the Bears?
Wow.
Two barbers.
I mean, that there was
Don't
nothing invalid about his
taking
state.
That leap.
Really, there are a lot more eyes on the Bears right now.
Barbers and
they had director's cut on Hard Knocks. They had director's cut.
Yeah, they don't have director's cut now. Kurt Warner was terrific yesterday on The Score, so we're going to bring some of that back.
He was good.
Talk a little bit about the expectations for Lonzo Ball's return to the court. Mike Florio at 11. I've got an just a hilarious story for High Noon today that I can't wait to read. Trevor Sikkema of Pro Football Focus at noon. Tim Jenkins, our quarterback, at 1.
Have a great show.
Okay.